Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Why would the fan base, why would the organization show patience with a guy they might take in the first round at quarterback next year? Why? I'll say there are two reasons why. To me, the most intriguing quarterbacks in this draft are guys who are still going to be college eligible next year. So that means they're going to be young. Okay? They are young guys. That's just the way that's going to be. And number two, because of that, here we go again. I think that the Browns are going to end up signing another veteran quarterback. And you have Deshaun Watson, so that might be the case as well. I think that they will be playing some veteran at quarterback next year and actually let a young guy develop. And those young guys might be somebody you draft. Dano, I'm even thinking now this could become a situation. And again, when they traded with Jacksonville, I thought there's no question they're going to draft a quarterback.
Yeah, the writing was on the wall.
Well, it is, except for this. Now these quarterbacks, there's no surefire guy. You're going to have to scout them up. You're going to have to really find somebody. You know, I saw Drew Aller, who everybody thought might be a top 10 pick after he went back to Penn State. Well, Drew from Medina, unfortunately, Penn State wasn't going well, and then Drew got hurt, and he's out for the year. I saw him as a second-round pick. Maybe you end up taking a guy in the second round. You go left tackle. You go wide receiver. Something else with your two first round picks, you bring in a second round pick and you think, well, it's working in Seattle with Darnold. It worked last year in Minnesota with Darnold. It worked with Geno Smith in Seattle. Not so much with the Raiders now. It's working with Baker in Tampa. It's working with some of these veteran quarterbacks who are going to another team. And you just go get a guy who's played in the league and has been successful and have him be your quarterback next year. So, and that's why I think they could show patience with somebody at quarterback.
So this is the ultimate team building question. This is always, and I wonder if this actually might be the answer to Terry Pluto's book, which is why can't this team just find a quarterback? This is the ultimate team building question. Do you build everything around it and drop the quarterback in? Or do you drop the quarterback in and build everything around the quarterback?
Yeah, and it's been done successfully both ways.
Both ways. Like right now, this is just off the top of my head. This team going into next season needs a left tackle. It needs a wide receiver. It needs a left guard because he's
two wide receivers, but go ahead.
Needs a left guard because he's retiring. The center is a free agent. The right guard is a free agent. And probably right tackle, they're not going to re-sign in Jack Coughlin. So you might have to rebuild the entire offensive line. Now, I don't think they're going to do that. I have a feeling instead that they're going to maybe re-sign an Ethan Posick. Maybe they re-sign Wyatt Teller as well. We'd love to have him back. But that's just off the top of my head on offense.
Yeah, without even thinking about it too hard.
So maybe this situation is better built for what you're saying, which is you go into this draft and go, all right, best available left tackle, best available wide receiver. Maybe bring in veteran quarterback X. Here, Jimmy G, here's $8 million. And I don't know if he's under contract or not. I'm just picking that name out of the sky.
Well, let me give you a couple of thoughts.
Though he might not be the best, he has made of glass. But none,
Sports so. Illustrated, listing some free agent quarterbacks. Daniel Jones, they have as the number one guy. If the Colts let him get away, shame on them.
Now, oh, no, you just traded two first-round picks. I think that tells you something.
Do you want to? Yeah, but do you want to pay him $50 million?
I don't think you'll have to pay him $50. I think it's closer to the Darnold deal.
I would think you're right, but I would think it's closer to the Darnold-Baker deal as well, which is 30-some million.
Not to mention, he hasn't been all that great the last 2 weeks.
That's all right, but they're still doing okay. You know, look what happens when you can hand the ball to Jonathan Taylor.
Woo!
Aaron Rodgers, who does not look like Aaron in Green Bay, but is a free agent at the end of the year. Russell Wilson, who hasn't looked like Russell Wilson. Sam Howell, who started for the Commanders. Don't laugh. I'm just telling you who
the
they're listing.
The couple you had there, I was okay with. Now we're at the laughing
just telling
part.
You. Sam Howell, Marcus Mariota. You could do worse than start Marcus Mariota while you let Lenora Sellers, let's say, develop for a year.
Okay.
Gardner Minshew, back up in Kansas City.
I love Uncle Rico. He makes me smile every time he's on the field. I think of our old friend Mike Leach every single time he succeeds, and it makes me smile even more. If your goal is to win, no.
Let me give you one last name here that I think is interesting, and I would just keep this in your mind. Mitch Trubisky.
Oh, I love reading Auto Trader with you.
I'm just telling you. I forever will think that Mitch played better in Chicago than he's ever given credit for. Now, that said, the way that Mitch is, you know, he's ended up in Buffalo, he's the backup there. He might be, hey, you know what? I'll take a shot at it. I'll go back home.
What?
You got a young guy. You might have three young guys, Dan.
Well, that 72 Chevy Vega doesn't have as many miles on it as I thought.
I'm just telling you who these guys on SI said are the top free agents available. Don't yell at me, man.
What a deal on a dart.
Kill the messenger.
Is that a PT Cruiser with only 150,000?
Eric's in Akron. Hi, Eric.
Wow. Hey, how's it going?
Well, how are you?
I thought they stopped all making right. Peugeots.
So I heard Orlovsky's comments, and I actually heard it live last night.
That was something, wasn't it, Eric?
My only thought was, What empirical data am I missing? Like, isn't wins and losses the ultimate empirical data? And if it's not, and you're going to say, well, hey, you have to have talented players to be a good coach, then what the heck good is coaching to begin with? Like, it just
I've never seen an NFL coach win with bad talent, though.
That is true, Eric. That's true.
So does that devalue coaching as a whole? Like, it gets into this weird gray.
Yes, it kind of does.
I sit next to a man who has said this for as long as possible. Jeff?
Football is overcoached.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Well, then
if you're bigger, stronger, and faster than the other team, Eric, chances are you're going to win.
Then I guess he has a point. Maybe he is a better coach than I realized because, you know, silly me, I just look at wins and losses.
Eric, thank you.
How dare you?
Thank you.
How dare you?
Thank you. Malone is in Lakewood. Hi, Malone.
How are you, Malone?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you, sir?
Man.
Wow, what a terrible list of quarterbacks.
I know.
Really hurt my ears to have to sit through that.
Sorry, Malone.
It's like reading Auto Trader at a bus stop when you sit next to him.
I was just giving you some facts there. Those guys will be free agents at the end of 26. That's all I was saying, Malone.
Yeah. I didn't think they made the HHR past
Malone,
2010.
Malone, can you imagine putting up with this nonsense every day from this guy?
Yeah, it was tough. But I Cleveland sports, right? I mean, am I right? The other thing I wanted to bring up is my question: why are our tax dollars paying for something that happens in Los Angeles every year? Why do we have the Rock Hall if we're going to send the concerts to L.A.?
All right, Malone, thank you very much. Welcome to Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Radio. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy's Dan Menigan.
Is this the part where I get really mad that King Crimson isn't in the Hall of Fame? Can I get overly grumpy about Yes not being in there yet?
No, We can ask Jim in Rocky River what he thinks. Malone, thank you, by the way, for the phone call. Jim?
Hey, I'm really glad to go after Malone there, which means I'm post Malone, right? Right?
Well played.
Jim, you're on a roll.
Well played.
Yeah.
Can you follow that up?
That was good.
Can you follow that up?
Well, no, not anything as good as that. But I will say a couple things. One on the QB and the quarterback in college. I mean, your list of guys that you would like, all from the SEC and the Big Ten, the two best quarterbacks in the NFL, Josh Allen and Mahomes, are from Texas Tech and Wyoming. So I think we put too much of a premium on the name, you know, the brand of where these guys are from. And the real, you know, the guys that get paid the big bucks to pick the talent can't just simply look at the jersey and say, well, yeah, that guy's a stud at Texas. When, you know, 11 out of the teams that they, all the teams they play, the talent is inferior that they're playing against.
Jim, let me interject here. The only thing I would say about that, I couldn't care less that Lenora Sellers plays at South Carolina. But when I've watched him on tape, I'm just really intrigued by his skill set. Now, it's rough, and he's young. He reminds me a little bit of Anthony Richardson when he was at Florida. But, man, his skills jump off the tape. That's why I'm interested in Sellers.
Okay, fair enough. And I also say just one other comment on that guy called about the coaching. You know, you made a great point. It's not about the X's and the O's. It's about the Jimmies and the Joes. I forget who said that. But somebody did. It doesn't really matter if you have all these great plays. If you don't have the guys that can do it, you know, you might as well just call it a day. But that's all I have. Thanks again, guys.
All right. That was Jim Post Malone, and he did a very fine job there. We appreciate that. What do you think, folks? You know, here you have a big-time ESPN analyst saying, if I'm the Giants, I'm looking at Kevin Stefanski. We heard what Dan Orlovsky said. I know a lot of folks in Cleveland aren't real thrilled with Kevin right now. Dan might be right. Maybe the time is up because it's just time for a different voice. Maybe the Giants could get a steal if the Browns allow that to happen. Who knows?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.